The United Kingdom is one step closer to leaving the European Union. Today in Brussels, European leaders finally approved talks on a future trading relationship between Britain and the EU. But as NPR's Frank Langford reports, the hard part lies ahead.
Today marked the end of the beginning of Brexit. The UK has agreed to pay a divorce bill of about $50 billion and to not build a border on the island of Ireland. In exchange, the EU has agreed to talk about a future trade relationship, which is crucial to the British economy. Donald Tusk is president of the European Council.
We should adopt guidelines and start negotiations next year. I trust that the unity on the EU side will continue.
Back in Britain, the UK Prime Minister Theresa May struck an optimistic tone.
There's still more to do, but we're well on the road to delivering a Brexit that will make Britain prosperous, strong, and secure.
In fact, observers say negotiations will be fraught and take years. The United Kingdom must first decide what kind of new trade relationship it wants. Andre Sapir says that won't be easy because Prime Minister May's government is split over how sharp a break to make with the EU's giant collective market. Sapir teaches economics at the Free University of Brussels.
She has been fudging some of the issues. That's fine. But, you know, the time has come where she cannot fudge it for much more because, as I said, now we are entering into the real negotiation. And she has to choose, she has to announce to her partner, what is it we are negotiating?
Because of its size, the EU has the leverage to drive a hard bargain. But Jean de Rooyt, a former Belgian ambassador to the EU, says if European negotiators push too hard, they risk toppling Prime Minister May, who's weak at home.
Honestly, they want to reinforce her. She needs encouragement. Who else could we have as an interlocutor?
The EU's given the British government several months to sort out its position. Donald Tusk, head of the European Council, says then an even more challenging round of talks will begin. Frank Langford, NPR News, Brussels.